Carl Sagan died today at the age of 62. An astronomer who shared his interest in science in books and on television, Sagan made science popular with his public television series Cosmos, broadcast in 1980. He appeared on all kinds of television shows. He lectured and wrote. Many of his books were popular successes. He won a Pulitzer Prize for a book on the evolution of human intelligence. Carl Sagan believed that extraterrestrial life exists and tried to prove it with radio astronomy. He believed that human beings will eventually colonize other planets. Some of his earliest discoveries were that the nearest planets could not support life. He believed in being a popular scientist, and he did very serious science. Sagan was on the faculty of Cornell University for nearly 30 years, going to Cornell after Harvard denied him tenure. In 1994, when Sagan was 60, Cornell held a symposium in his honor at a dinner. A student stood to propose a toast to Carl Sagan. Tyler Nordgren joins us from the campus of Cornell, where he's a graduate student. Mr. Nordgren, why did you toast Carl Sagan?
When I was 10 years old, I used to run home from school and turn on the TV and watch Cosmos. And at the time, that the Voyager spacecraft, they were just getting to Jupiter and Saturn. And so on the news, you'd have these wonderful pictures. And here was this man describing these things. And it was a profound experience. I mean, he was my childhood hero.
Do you actually think that that television series and that man turned you toward a career in science?
Oh, definitely. You had the idea that astronomy and astronomers was something very separate from other human existence. These were white-haired men sitting up on mountaintops looking at strange things that had no relevance to the rest of humanity. And Carl came on and he said that no, the search for knowledge is something that's very human.
What do you think about the notion that he was a popularizer of science?
I think that's wonderful. I can't think of a better thing you could call someone. In today's world, everything around us is very technologically driven. The microwave you have in your kitchen, the cellular phone you use in your car, all these things have to do with technology, and they all have an effect on us.
You know, there's a sort of a tiny feeling, and you can see it in some of the obituaries, of a slight disrespect for this man because he was so popular. Did you ever have any sort of qualms about your hero in that way?
I did experience that. When I'd go other places, to other observatories, yeah, you'd get that feeling sometimes from people saying, oh, so does Carl actually do any science? And really that tells me that his job isn't done and that our jobs as scientists isn't done. If people still think that to popularize science, to make other people understand science is somehow beneath us as scientists, then we have more to do.
Tyler Nordgren spoke to us from Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, where he studies the interaction of galaxies. Carl Sagan died today at age 62 of pneumonia, a complication of a bone marrow disease called preleukemia syndrome.